Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
We say hello to Jennifer Rosenblum from Mesiro. Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You were here in November, December.
Yes.
We talked about ways to gift to charities, and yes, that was a really wholesome conversation.
Yes.
And now we're going to help out the biggest charity case of all, our children. How about that?
That sounds great.
There are a billion videos that I will find from reported experts on TikTok or Instagram about ways to get your kids rich in the future by using time. Some people suggesting that you can just pay your kids $5,000 a year or a month or some crazy number, and they can open up a Roth and it grows forever and ever and ever. There's important qualifications to all these things. So I thought we could kind of start there. How do we help our kids for the future? Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right.
That sounds great.
Parents walk into your office and they say, what do I do first? What do you say?
First is a 529.
And remind everyone what that is.
The 529 is for college expenses. It can cover all higher education expenses except travel. Mm-hmm. There are some states that allow you to use up to $10,000 for K through 12 for private school as well. It depends what state you live in. Mm-hmm. So the 529 is a fantastic way to save for higher education. People come in and people have different goals about how they want to fund college. Some people say, I want my kids to go anywhere they want. Mm-hmm. And then we take that ball and run with it and say, okay, we're going to look at the most expensive college, Northwestern. Mm-hmm. We usually use Northwestern because we're here in town. Then there are some people that say, hey, I want to save for a University of Illinois, that education. And then anything above that will be their responsibility. So then we know what that costs. Mm-hmm. And so then we'll put together a plan to save for that. So the 529s are just the best way to save for college. It grows tax-free, comes out tax-free as long as it's used for higher education costs.
And if you use the appropriate vehicle in Illinois, you get a tax benefit from the state too.
You do, absolutely. You get a credit. You get a tax credit, Illinois state credit, for a certain amount of contributions that you make a year.
If you use Bright Start, and what's the other one called?
Bright Directions.
Okay, that just depends on how you want to do it. So 529, still in your mind, the gold standard for helping your kids for the future.
Gold standard.
Because you can also start the moment they're born, essentially, right?
Absolutely. All you need is a Social Security number.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just went through this with David, as you can tell. Yes. Just opened up his 529. He's turning 6 months on Thursday, and he's already set. The other great thing about it is, we've talked about, is the 529, anyone can contribute to it.
Right. Right. David's grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, anybody. And you said before that we could...
I won't give the code out on the radio. No, I'm not going to have the WGN listeners fund my kids' college. Although maybe that... If it comes to that, Jennifer, we've got an issue.
We've got a problem then.
No, but it's really interesting. If you open up this 529, which now I've done, and you pick this portfolio, it's pretty easy to use. He gets like a 6-digit code that I can give to my parents.
Right.
Or, I don't know, maybe we'll have a first birthday party and I'll put it by where the drink dispenser is for people to, if they want to give $10 to his 529. I don't know. I'll think of a less tacky way to do that.
Right.
But
right,
it's like an easy way to do it. Yeah, Iridian just said a QR code, something like that.
Yeah.
But the point is, a 529 still, you would say, makes the most sense from the outset.
Absolutely. Number one, because for most children, that's going to be one of your biggest expenses. I mean, besides food and things like that, but that's over many years.
Well, it helps them and it helps guard your retirement account.
Absolutely.
So you're not draining something like that.
Absolutely.
When it comes time for them to use it. You can also move it from one kid to the next.
Yes.
Let's say someone doesn't end up using all of it or doesn't go to college.
Right.
And if there's a little left over, too,
you can do a rollover into a Roth IRA up to $35,000. You can do $7,000 a year for as long as they're making that much or more. So it's a beautiful thing.
They've worked a lot to try and make it as enticing as possible. Because I know a lot of people, maybe David won't go to college. I don't really know. Maybe a trade school.
Yep.
Maybe if he ends up having a sibling, you can transfer it there. Or at the end, if it ends up being a Roth nest egg for his retirement in the future,
great,
there you go. Okay, we're just getting started here on a Mesiro Tuesday with Jennifer Rosenblum. We'll talk about some other options in a bit. And hey, everyone, it's John Hansen. It's Your Money Matters. Take it till 7. Till the news at 6:30, we've got Mesereau on a Mesereau Tuesday, and Jennifer Rosenblum was just talking about 529s, and someone wanted to know 529 contributions. Are they tax deductible, and are they tax deductible for non-immediate family contributors? And let's take those one at a time. Is it post-tax dollars that go into a 529?
It's post-tax dollars that go into a 529.
So when I do my federal tax return, I don't say, oh, and I did this, so please help me out. No.
Well, if you're in the state of Illinois, you do. It's not deductible. But if you contribute a certain amount in your 529, you get a credit on your Illinois state taxes.
From the state, but not from the feds?
Not from the feds. No.
Okay.
No.
So, and if you think about taxes and in three buckets, where is it post-tax or pre-tax? I mean, is it deductible or not? Do I pay tax on the growth and do I pay tax on the way out? The only vehicle that marks all three boxes is what?
An HSA. Right.
The health savings account.
Right.
Which is why I talk about those way too much on this program.
Right.
Because they are the only triple, if you use it correctly for the right expenses, it's the best. The 529 is kind of two of the buckets, right?
Right.
You don't pay tax on the growth.
No.
And your kid won't pay tax on the way out as long as you use it for the right things.
Right.
Okay,
correct.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, that answers that.
And then for the non-family members.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yes.
It's the same thing. If you are an Illinois resident and you're making a contribution to an Illinois plan, to a Bright Directions or Bright Start, the same thing goes. If you give a certain amount of money, you can get an Illinois state credit.
So save that receipt.
Absolutely.
And use it with your, would you go through the tax filing process with that? Your CPA helps you out with
that? Yes. The accountants, they just ask you what the account number is at Bright Start or Bright Directions, and they can put that and say that they put this much money in there.
So all the WGN listeners, when I give out David's code and contribute, they'll get that as a...
Yes.
Now we're getting to real ethical murky waters. Let's steer away from there. Okay, so that's the gold standard, the 529.
Right.
A lot of our kids or grandkids might already be working.
Right.
Which means they've got some taxable income, or they've got some income coming in.
Right.
When that happens, is it important to start having conversations with them about saving for the long term?
Absolutely. I think that it's a conversation that I will say that I did not have with my teens, but don't listen to me. You should do it and have that conversation with your kids. How much, what do they want from their money that they're making? Mm-hmm. Usually they're not making a ton of money. So sometimes it's a summer job or it's a part-time job, but it's not so much that they're going to go wild and buy a car or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's important to have the conversation. We're going to cover your gas. Parents are going to cover your gas and your food. You have to cover when you go out with your friends and if you're saving for some big thing, whether it's an iPhone or something like that. Mm-hmm. You could be saving money for college to have spending money when you're in college because you've had that conversation with your kids to say, hey, we're going to cover your education. You'll need to cover your extra costs. You could be saving to help your family. I mean, that's very important as well. So that should be a discussion to have with your kids as well. We'd really appreciate some help. Mm-hmm. If you start working. And then last but not least is saving for the future. And at that point, when they start making money, the best thing to do is to open a Roth IRA.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand. So if a kid is making their income, so they work at Chipotle for a W-2, or they're reporting their income as the babysitter or something. It's reportable income to the IRS. They know this isn't just money you're stuffing in the drawer. You have to report it. Yeah. The vast majority of teenagers doing this will not pay federal income taxes, correct?
No, because the standard deduction is almost $16,000 this year. So I would say the majority of teenagers who have a part-time job aren't going to make that much.
Right. They maybe a little bit from Social Security.
Just a little Social Security, a little Medicare, but very small.
So if the taxes are taken out of the front end, they'll come back when they do their tax return later.
Which is really important because I think some people don't think that their kids need to file a tax return, but they absolutely do if they want that money back.
They're going to get their refund back.
Yes.
Uncle Sam took some.
Yeah.
Thinking it was a full-time forever job at the rate they were making. They took out the income, or the taxes. Excuse me. But turns out they're less than the standard deduction. But the government's not going to know that unless they file taxes next year.
No, they're not. They're not just going to send them a check.
Right. Exactly. surprise. Government doesn't do that. Okay. How do we then shift to get them to do into a 401, like to a Roth?
Right.
A Roth, again, to remind people, it's post-tax dollars, grows, the gains are not taxed, and they're not taxed at the end as long as it's after 59 and a half years old.
Yes.
I mean, this is an amazing vehicle for kids to use, but I find it's impossible to get them to do it, right?
It's the time is on their side, but when you say to a 15, 16-year-old, hey, put this money away for your retirement, when you're 16 years old, you're not really thinking past tomorrow.
No.
You might be thinking about the end of the week because you might have a date or you might have something like that, but for the most part, you're not thinking past tomorrow. So it's a very difficult thing. What we did was we said we would match their contribution. So if they put away $1,000, we would put away $1,000. And so it seemed to be a little bit of encouragement and motivation.
So as a parent, you can contribute into their Roth as long as they're making the income to support that.
Right. You can put in the smaller of $7,000 or what they earn in a year.
So if your kid makes $5,000 in the summer, they can put up to $5,000 in a Roth.
Yes.
And I know that that might put a strain on parents to put a little extra cash in for their kids.
Right.
But if they have the ability to do that, $1,000 here, $1,000 there. At that age, by the time they're 60,
yeah,
that's a huge nest egg.
Huge nest egg. It's the power of the Roth is incredible, and we're very lucky we have that opportunity.
Yeah. You wanted to talk a little bit about credit cards because
yes.
Kids and credit cards can be a real mess,
yes.
Can't it?
It can be a real mess. I'm a big proponent of debit cards, so. Things are limited. There's a certain amount of money on there, and that's you can't spend anymore. There's one called Greenlight that is really good for kids who are 18 or under, and it has parental controls, so parents can put money in there. They can see what the kids are spending their money on. There are also budgeting apps on there too. So if
all at Greenlight,
it's okay. Called Greenlight. It's the name of the card as well as the app, and it has lots of good tools on the app itself. So the parents like it, the kids like it. It seems to be a really great solution for younger kids. When kids go to college, I think a credit card is important to have just for security reasons.
Yeah, right, for sure.
Just in case of emergencies, I think that you can give them your card. They can be an authorized user of your card. So they have a card that has their name on it, but it goes to you. You're paying the bill.
And I think they start accruing their credit score on that as an
they
authorized
do.
User.
They
too.
Do. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's a good thing to start as soon as you go off to college or when you are 18 years old.
Right.
And then there are other types of credit cards you can get at those points that are, some are called secured, there's lots of different iterations of credit cards, but really at 21 is when things get scary and you can get any type of credit card.
We're scratching the surface here. There's custodial IRAs, there's the new Trump accounts for
yes.
kids and seed money that's put in them for the next couple of years. We don't have time now to go through those. How about on the podcast? Does that sound good?
That would be great.
All right,
that
we drop podcasts the next three Mondays from our good friends at Mesiro. Jennifer, thanks for stopping by helping the next generation.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and you can chat with her and the other fine folks at Mesiro, 1-877 Mesiro, Mesiro.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.